Hello, and welcome to our Champions Cup round of 16 preview. So after some amazing feedback and love on YouTube from our Chasing the Sun, we'll keep that going. But now Cooks and I, again, it's just us two, my man. We don't even need a sevens team. We just need us two by the looks of things. I think everyone's bailed on us. How are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, good on you, Shoki. I mean, I think a lot of people think now that rugby bits is basically you and I. Tyler and Jared, obviously we can't afford Jared. Since Tyler got those dreadlocks, he's changed. Once his face got out to the public, he's just never been the same again.
That's true, eh? We need to arrange. Listen, I mean, for me especially, if I need to get some autographs on the shirts, I need all three of you with me at a game, and then we should be able to draw some of the big boys. But yeah, Cooks,
Yeah, 100%.
it's great to have you back on our show. What a random. Anyway, I'll try that again. But it's great to be back with us. But let's
Yeah.
dive into the Champions Cup and the Challenge Cup. And I think we'll probably start and focus on the South African sides. And then if we get a little bit of time, we can wander through the rest. Bulls Leon, straight off the bat, it's at Loftus Versfeld. Bulls, we know, are second, maybe third on the log in the URC, looking pretty good. But I think Jake White's done well to help the Bulls become dominant again at home. But I'll be honest, I don't see Leon overcoming the Bulls at Loftus. Where the altitude matters.
I think the big thing for the Bulls is how quickly are they going to get over that last weekend. I mean, that hiding from Leinster. That's going to be the big one. If you're in a Leon change room, you're saying hopefully there's still a bit of a hangover. They got back from Ireland, and then that bit of a pasting it could still linger in their minds. But I think the big favor for the Bulls is the fact that it's at Loftus. I think the Bulls beat Lyon in France, I think, which was a big one where they rested a few players as well. So I think the Bulls now, I think they beat them with a narrow loss. But I know the Bulls had rested players going into the game in France. So I think the Bulls will be confident coming back home, being in front of Loftus, being back at Loftus. Hoppers won't kick off. I mean, it won't be hot, which might work in Lyon's favor. So it's not
I
gonna
don't
it
know.
won't be a 35 degree hot, tough day on altitude, but yeah, it's the Bulls are good at home, man. So I think it's gonna be a tough day for Leon.
Leon are third from bottom on the top 14 log. Their seasons looked a hell of a lot different. It's a bit weird. It's kind of hard for sides to, if they're lack that low on their domestic side, to really push and focus on the Champions Cup because that. Like I can understand the Sharks, like they're going to be wanting to push for the Challenge Cup. You can almost see that happening. You know, the Challenge Cup, you
Yeah.
almost seem to get a nice little ride through to the semi-finals, and then sides take it serious. But for Leon, if they're going to save their season, they have to go deep in the Champions Cup, and I just don't see them overcoming the Bulls. But you never know, as you said. Maybe they can surprise. The one thing about the Bulls, are they the kind of side that are going to look at Leon and go, they're not really going to be good enough to beat us. We should be able to get over. Do you think they're there in their season?
No, I don't think so. I think, I know that Leon obviously will be hoping for a slight Blue Bulls hangover. I mean, slight little, still recovering from that Lens loss. But also on the other scale, the Bulls will want to put out a performance. That second half there was probably their worst game they've played half of Arabia in a very long time. So for Leon, it could be wrong place at the wrong time. Where a very hungry Bulls side that is. I'd hate to play a Bulls side that is pissed off, to be honest with you. And I think they are. I think they'll be hurting. I think so. They'll want to put together a good performance for the Loftus faithful. So it's hard for me. I mean, obviously, I don't want to say that Leon got a 0% chance, but I think with that Bulls, that pack, that's the solid pack. They can always lean back to that if needs be. So I just think this weekend it could be a case for Leon being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah. What's going to be quite interesting, I mean, they've got Demba Bamba and Sebastian Tafenua, among the other guys up front who are pretty handy. Their pack doesn't look bad at all, especially their tight five. I think maybe their locks, they might not be able to compete, but yeah, they should be okay. Like the thing is, they've got enough guys and quality to kind of kick it on if the Bulls are having a second half like they did against Leinster. And that's the big one. But You know, we kind of hope that the French sides don't travel well. You don't want them to kind of break the hoodoo at Loftus. I think Jake will be throwing more than the fans around. But yeah, okay. So I think it's pretty sure that we picking the Bulls comfortably. Well, not comfortably, but the Bulls are taking that. Yeah. Okay. On to the next one, an absolute cracker, and fortunately one that we've seen before. Stormers La Rochelle.
A few months ago.
Yeah. It wasn't too long ago, but Stormers La Rochelle in Cape Town again. Oof, this is going to be a cracker. If I'm honest, I think the Stormers are probably a little bit shaky in places. They do fight back well. They've got that dog about them, but they really do need a few things to kind of click and go their way, and then they'll get back in the groove. I almost feel like they need to work to get in the groove, where La Rochelle could possibly be in the same space. And like La Rochelle are not cooking. They're 6 on the log in the top 14, so they're still qualifying for the knockouts. But they're the big boys of this tournament. So I don't quite know how I see this going. I could easily see a Stormers win, but I could see a La Rochelle win. Cooks, your home ground advantage?
Yeah, it's a hard one because, I mean, it's home ground advantage versus Champions Cup, I mean, heritage. I mean, this is the back-to-back defending champions. And we've seen them win a final in Dublin, for example, where we thought, oh, it's all written in the stars for Leinster and La Rochelle win the party. And it's an interesting one because the Stormers season for me is a very interesting one because I don't think the Stormers have hit fifth gear yet, even fourth gear. I feel like they are in third, and they know how to close out games. And there's been many times this season where maybe the Bulls game in December where they were probably at their best. But there hasn't been many times where they've been properly at the rate 100%. And that's me giving them credit because that shows where they are in the URC, and I think with La Rochelle as well. It's a hard one because I don't think the Stormers can afford to have the starts they've been having the last few weeks against La Rochelle. That's the big difference. I think La Rochelle won't go away as well. We saw how close the last game was. I mean, you needed a minor block last minute kick to win it. So, and it is two good sides, two similar sides as well, which makes this game so exciting. They do play sort of a similar style. They all throw the ball around, but also sides that defend well and two good packs as well. So, I think it's a game where for the Stormers, they'll need to be the Stormers of old. And I think I can see they're nearing that, Sharky. I feel like I can see the Stormers going on a, say, 7-8 sort of run here. I can see them coming. That's where I sort of see this. Not where they were off the Bulls. They're sitting at 8th. This is the problem. So I think they're turning it around now, the Stormers, and sort of just kick into high gear. I think this is a perfect game for them to sort of put a mark into the season saying, listen, there's a month and a half, 2 months left of the season. It's time for us to make a statement.
Yeah. And what a great time for them to go on a run. I mean, you couldn't hope for anything better. You know, you look at the Crusaders have showed it for years and years and years, how the beginning of the season doesn't matter and they just kick it on when it matters. So I agree with you. I do see the Stormers there as well. They're kind of a little bit vulnerable, but they absolutely have the ability to pull each other together. And sometimes, you know, they've shown they haven't played very well, but they've still won. But you'd kind of, I'd like to see them play well and win. I don't care if it's by a few points or by plenty, but I want to see them play well the whole way because, like, that'll be the kick on for them. So, yeah, 100%. La Rochelle, on the other hand, have also, see, the thing is, this is not the first time. And as you mentioned, it was so soon, it was so recent when they were last here. So, this is not going to be foreign to them. Cape Town's not going to be all like wow factor, you know, like it is. It's beautiful, but this is what I'm interested in, is to see how they come and they focus, because I honestly, like, their coaches would have to be doing their homework and they would know that if they can get their foot on the Stormers' throats early on, they will be able to eke out something, possibly a result, or at least push them deep. And you don't want La Rochelle being in the game with 15 minutes. You really want to make them have to score two tries to win it. They can't be within one try. I don't think any team in this competition now you want within one try, and La Rochelle is definitely one of them.
I think the interesting thing, Sharky, is that, like you said, both sides are probably like mirror image in terms of where this season is, not where they want to be, but still in a place where they can sort of push for higher honours. I think the Champions Cup is obviously a big one for them. I think, you know, La Rochelle being, you know, two-time defending champions, or back-to-back defending champions. And I look at the Stormers, and I think it's a competition they can go far. And I think the Stormers probably, for them, they got a good taste of it. I mean, with Exeter last season, sort of in the quarterfinals, and they're probably thinking, oh, geez, if you can get that quarterfinal at home, possibly it gets us in the semi-final, then anything can happen. Whereas the La Rochelle is probably thinking, we win this game in Cape Town. Because remember last year, Shark, you remember last year also, they were also a little bit quiet and stuff, and they sort of hit form at the right time. And so it's such an interesting game, because I agree with you. I don't think you won La Rochelle in the game with about 5 minutes to go, the point in it or trying it. The same with, if I'm La Rochelle, like, if you're going to beat the Stormers, you've got to put them in early. And the Bulls were able to get ahead early against the Stormers. Yes, the Stormers fought back, but then at the end of the game, when the Stormers get them, the Bulls got chances, they put them away. So I think the Stormers, you have to be clinical. If they give you chances, you got to put them away earlier. Arsenal sort of found that trap where last week, where they had chances, but they couldn't put the Stormers away, and they just kept them in the game. So I think from a La Rochelle's point of view, if you get off the races early, you've got to make sure you keep the Stormers down, because they are a very hard side to beat at DHL Stadium. I mean, only Munster's gotten it right twice in the last year, but teams have gone there and failed, and La Rochelle knows as well. But Shock, it's hard to win the DHL Stadium. It's very hard.
Yeah, it's big. And stadium aside, I think last year I said South African sides need 2 to 3 years to possibly be in with the running to win the Champions Cup. But it feels now more with the Bulls. But as you mentioned, you know, with the Stormers, like if they get over the line, then they're like, okay, you know, we've got this. That's the one thing, like, you've got to give them credit for, is they've managed to pull it out this season, even when they haven't played their best. So,
No, Shocky, sorry to disturb. Like, I trust the Stormers more than I trust the Bulls. And I think it's because of where the Stormers are now and where they're operating, whether they're fourth or fifth. But I just know there's still more gears for them to go. Mm. I mean, as good as the Bulls are, the Bulls have been the best SSR. But I do feel like they're close to as full tilt as they possibly can. Against the Stormers a few weeks ago, that was them at their best. With the Stormers, I still feel like there's still gears and gears they need to go. You know, like, you look at, like, when Valencia's operating on a high level, but, like, Francois Haraba just got back. Ruiz, he still just got back from injury like a month ago. So there's still things, like, you know, like, they've never had the center combination actually playing more than 4 or 5 games together because of injuries. Sash is still out. So there's been things in the Stormer season where it's been like stop-start with injuries, whereas now is the troops are starting to get back together. And that's why I'm like, if push comes to shove, if you told me to put my money, we would have tried more to go deep in the Champions Cup. My money still goes with the Stormers because of where they are now and how they've managed to keep themselves well, very much in the running, in a position where they can still go, listen, even if you don't have a semi-final or final in Cape Town, no one wants to see us if we put together a run, and I still think they can.
Yeah, that's a great point. I also would really, I'd love to see a South African side in the final, because if it's Leinster or whoever else, the finals for us mean something different. Like, for them, for us, it's our first time. And a lot of our sides have got the experience and the maturity in their squads to push it on and treat it almost as another game and then push on. So that'll be fun. But what you're saying about the Storm is bang on. We'll get back to the Champions Cup, because I want to touch on the Challenge Cup. But I do want to pick a couple of games to watch out for this weekend, after we finished up with the rest of the South African sides. So in the Challenge Cup, we've got three South African sides. We've got the Lions, the Cheetahs, and the Sharks. The Cheetahs are away to Clermont. And I remember back in the day, you would never go there and get a win. I know I've mentioned this before. I've seen Clermont come down from like 13 points in the last 10 minutes to win it at home. It's an absolute fortress. And that stadium just goes straight up like that. Like, it's almost like a skyscraper on either side. Cooks, I know Clermont are not doing well in the top 14, and they're okay. George Marla is like beating defenders for breakfast. But do you think the Cheetahs have got what it takes to win in France?
It's hard, Sharky. Oh, it's like it's the same thing we talked about now. I mean, we've already mentioned the Champions Cup. It's something that I think as South African fans and then teams we're learning is home game is everything in Europe. Playing at home is everything.
Yeah.
And I think, and especially the French clubs, they are so good. They are very good at home. And it's a pride thing as well. I think with the Cheetahs, I think it's definitely a challenge they will look to have. I think I do think they stand a good chance, but I just anywhere but Clermont. I understand they may not be where they should be, but they're still European Cup royalty. And so I think just think for the Cheetahs, I just think it just may be a bridge too far. I would love for them to prove me wrong though.
Yeah, I do. I see that too. It's they'll put up a fight. They'll do their job, but it's really hard to look past Clermont in that clash. But yeah, sheesh, it would be an incredible result should the Cheetahs win.
Probably
Following that, sorry.
the result of the weekend,
Oh,
Champions Cup
absolutely.
or Challenge Cup. If Cheetahs go, then winning Clermont. Oh,
Listen, South Africans get a full house of wins this weekend while Chasing the Sun's busy pissing off every other rugby nation. It's amazing. So following the Cheetahs win, Benetton host the Lions. So the Lions are on week three of tour, if I'm not mistaken.
yeah.
But they're up against another Lions club, the Benetton Lions, who are cooking. This could be I picked another one for the game of the weekend in the Challenge Cup, but this is right up there. I think the Lions have got what it takes, but Benetton just don't seem to go away. That's what's so amazing about them is they hang around and they stay in the fight, just a la Italy, you know?
Yeah, they've had a good season, but I think what the Lions will focus on is I think probably since December-ish, Benetton have not been as good as how they started. I mean, they're flying at the beginning, they were top two, top three, and now I think they're seventh or eighth in the URC log. So there's been a bit of a slide, but again, they're very good at home. And I think with the Lions, I don't know what to make of their tour because they were very good against Connacht, going to win there, and then I don't know what happened last week against Ospreys. To be honest, I thought the Lions would win the opposite. I thought
Yeah.
they might go down to Connacht and then beat Osprey and then beat Osprey. So I think for them, the week three on tour, I think my worry is slightly fatigued, but I also think that the Lions they'll back themselves to get a result in Benetton. But the same as Benetton as well, they'll feel like at home, they should beat the Lions. I mean, they are in a playoff spot already for the URC and the Lions sort of chasing them. So it's actually a good. It's one of the best games of the weekend because both sides in similar places where they're both close in their playoffs, but one is Benetton's obviously in and the Lions are chasing it. But I think for the Challenge Cup, it's something for them, another trophy they can add to the cabinet, a trophy they can go deep in. I think for Benetton as well, I also got a feeling like as much as they're targeting it to go higher and higher in the URC, I think they've got a big mark on the Challenge Cup of thinking, listen, if we can get a potential semi-final in the URC and the Challenge Cup, that's the dream season.
Yeah. And interesting that you mentioned the URC, but both sides are in the URC and both sides are in with the running to win the Challenge Cup. So
Like 4 or 5 points, like
yeah.
difference. Yeah.
Yeah, both of them are in or could make the knockouts, but they could also go deep in this. So it'll be interesting. Obviously the loser is going to have to focus on the domestic and the winner will try and focus on both, which could be a problem for both sides. I don't think, you know, the depth is not great in both of them. They're going to eventually have to pick one. But staying with the Italian opposition, the Sharks, I mean, they could make it three wins in a row for the first time in forever. I know they're two different competitions, but they're playing at home. They're on form. They're slowly finding each other. And they're playing against a side that, in all honesty, they should get a bonus point win, not that they're bonus points now, but they can win and win well against Zebre.
I think here's the big tester for the Sharks. It sounds strange. I mean, they've had two very good wins in the URC back to back, and especially last week against a very good Edinburgh side. And so I think the big tester now is the competition, like in Zebre, they should, as a side, they should beat. It's a side they should beat comfortably. Can they keep themselves that level of performance where it was last weekend? Have they really turned the corner, or was it a 2-week blip? So That's the thing. The question of the Sharks now is, I do feel like they have turned the corner a little bit. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Eventually, you can sort of see there's something happening. But I think this weekend the Sharks need a dominant win just to make sure what the work they've put in the last 2 weeks, the results they've put in the last 2 weeks weren't just for nothing. Not just a two steps forward, then take three steps back, and then you get knocked out of the Challenge Cup. So that's why I hope that the Sharks. I think for them, this game is probably as big as the one against Edinburgh, just because of you want to keep the momentum going and you want to get better and better each week, which has shown that since Ulster, since the Edinburgh game, where it was a proper dogfight, and it's a good side, the Edinburgh side. It's a top four side. I mean, Shrewsbury's done a fantastic job with that side, and they got Duan back. They got all the Scottish guys back. So it was a game I thought, oh, geez, I could see the way season's going. Like, this could be a banana peel. But I think now, against them, I think the Sharks need a big win just to keep the momentum going. I think once the train gets flowing, now you get to three wins, then you get another week after, you can could potentially get to four wins. So now it's like in a month, you put together a run of four games. So now you're thinking, geez, if we may not make the knockout in the URC, but tell we can still at least leave with a trophy, because the Sharks probably on paper are the best side of the Challenge Cup on paper. Yeah. So I still think right now this season is probably about saving face, but I think now they sort of the things are turning around, and I think a big win is what's needed. What do you think, Shoki?
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think they've turned the corner. I think they're turning the corner, but the wheels can still come off, and that's what's scary about the Sharks is they take another loss, and you're just like, oh, well, forget about the last couple of wins. The thing is now, the Sharks get a big win. They put 50, 60 points on. They automatically become the favorites for the Challenge Cup. Like, that's how it rolls for them. So they're like, cool, we're not going to survive in the URC, but the Challenge Cup, we can still go and get a trophy and kind of lift up and prep for next season. And that's what's big for them because, yeah, a win would be great, but a big win changes their season, if I'm honest. Like, those feelings of what we had with the Sharks and how it was going will change with a big win, because then you're like, cool, go on. Then they'd have to go and make the final. It's important for them to do that. And in a final with the players that they've got who've won so many World Cups, you'd expect them to get over the line.
Does the winner of the Challenge Cup get automatic placement in the Champions Cup next year?
Yeah. So there's another incentive.
So like, that's another incentive for the Sharks. I think the start the Sharks have had is they'll be the first ones to say it's not good enough. And so I think now, like you said, there's a carrot at the end of the table that they could find themselves missing the URC playoffs, finding another way to go around, which is win the Challenge Cup, and then find themselves back in the Champions Cup next year where they should be playing, where they actually belong. So I think, like you said, if there's ever incentive for them to do well, it has to be this weekend, is that you win this, you end up the Champions Cup, and the Sharks should look there at the Challenge Cup and go, we should beat all these teams.
Yeah.
Not in a way, a disrespectful way, like, if we play our best, we are good enough to beat all these teams.
Absolutely. And the thing is, you look at the Sharks now and you kind of say, like, cool, if they start gaining momentum and they don't win the Challenge Cup, they'll just be regular Joes next year. And then they'd have to really push hard in the URC before they make the Champions Cup the following year. It almost seems like it's a season too long for them. Like, they need something now. So if they go and win the Challenge Cup and then can start the new year knowing they're in the Champions Cup, it changes. Like, the perspective of everything changes. And, you know, it's a massive cash cow, but also, like, this is the competition. You expect the quality of these players to be playing with the money the Sharks have, with what they've been talking about, and they put the engine back in the Ferrari and off they go. So
just have a trophy as well. Just have a trophy. I think if the Sharks can go after the shitstorm of a season where it can't possibly get any worse, to leave this season with the trophy, Challenge Cup, and play Champions, and get to play Champions Cup next year, I won't say gloss is over, but at least the Sharks are going to end the season going, listen, okay, this is a good place for us to sort of rebuild from the mess of last season. We at least have fixed something, and now look at we're playing Champions Cup. This is the boost we needed. So the season is such a big balance where it can go from a really shit season to, you know what, not bad. Yeah. At least you got a trophy. You've left here with something.
And almost guaranteed to make a playoff in the Champions Cup because of the setup. So that's a great way around. That wraps up the South African teams. I just want to, Cooks, chat about probably two of the most important games this weekend, and I've picked one from each league. And we'll stick with the Challenge Cup and we'll finish with the Champions Cup. But the game of the weekend, without a shadow of a doubt for me, as a neutral in the Challenge Cup, would be Montpellier versus Ulster. I think those are two big boys in rugby. They've got a lot of heritage. They've won things. They've had great players to go on and play international rugby. But this season, and a little bit for Montpellier last season, have just been, for lack of a better word, shit. This is bad. This is bad for whoever loses this game, because for a side like Montpellier or Ulster not to go deep in the Challenge Cup is huge. It's been played in France. You reckon Ulster have got what it takes? Because I reckon this Ulster side will go on and win, but it's going to be an incredible clash.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the fixtures during the week, I thought if there's ever one of the few sides to win in France this weekend, I think it might be Ulster. I think Montpellier will be the start to lose. I think they both have similar seasons. I mean, Ulster obviously firing their coach mid-season. Half the team is leaving. They don't have a 10 next year. We saw the stories, apparently, with Steven Kitsoff and all. So it's a bit of a mess in Montpellier. It's also a mess that side. So I think you're right. It's both sides need to win this game. They both need to go deep. They need to salvage something from this season. So, but I think this is the one, Sharky. This is the one team's going to win in France. I think it's going to be Ulster.
Nice. Okay, Champions Cup. It feels like such a cop-out to pick this game, but I really think that Leinster versus Leicester is going to be the Champions Cup game of the weekend. And the reason why I'm saying is because I'm picking an upset. I think Leinster are struggling a little bit with injuries, but Leicester Tigers, with the quality of players that they've got, if they hit it right in Dublin, they're going to win.
Sharky, they didn't bring Jockey in to lose the round of 16.
I mean, such a catch-22.
That is such a good game. How can Jacques Nienaber and Andre Pollard win at the same time?
And Jasper.
Oh, shocking. That is a game and a half. I know Lens are struggling with injuries at the moment. They are. They really are. But after what I saw them do the Bulls last week, and even then they were in full strength. I think obviously, it does help when you can keep the likes of Dan Sheehan. And you got Dan Sheehan coming off the bench, and you know, like Jefferson Gibson Parker came off the bench. So they may not be at full strength, but I think they'll be good enough, especially at home, to find a way past Leinster. But it is going to be a cracker. And I think for Leinster, I think they're almost better this season because they're slightly underrated, no unbeaten runs. No, they're not coming gung ho like with this hurrah. Oh, big! This is the revenge tour. They slowly but surely going about their business. Maybe that Bulls win does prop them up in a lot of people's estimation of, because they have been a little bit quiet. Remember last year? Last year got fun. Excellent last year, and it's this and the one beaten and all of this. So I just think they still have enough quality in there, especially some of the internationals that they have there, to get through this Leicester side. But it's going to be. It's a very good game, though.
Yeah. Okay. Got a little bit of time. So I'm just going to go a little bit rogue over here. Besides Finn Russell, okay, who are you most looking forward to watching play this weekend?
Oh, besides Finn Russell. Well, Marnie LeBlanc's not my favorite player. I always look forward to, I'm really excited to see Ntamack. I hope they free him. Dupont, obviously, since he's... it sounds cliche to go with Dupont and Ntamack, and I hope they start together. I haven't seen Ntamack play rugby since pretty much... Before the World Cup? So it'll be very nice to see him back in action. I think I know he came off the bench last week, so I think hopefully they'll probably come off the bench again this week, but I'm really keen to see him back on the rugby field playing Champions Cup again. And you?
I'm going to pick a South African. I'm really looking forward to watching Jasper play this weekend, Jasper Visser. He took a lot of heat and caught a lot of strays last week because of what Dwayne said in Chasing the Sun episode one, where he said, I've got to be the best Dwayne I can be so Jasper can be the best he can be. And a lot of those Facebook comments we got were just abusing the young man, saying that he's one-dimensional and this. Anyway, the weekend after that, this weekend passed, I think he beat 13 or 14 defenders, had an absolute stormer. But everyone's going to be watching the Leinster game. And I, as I mentioned, I do see an upset coming, but it's going to cook. So I'd love to see Jasper have an absolute stormer, because if he has a good game, then Pollard's going to have a good game too. And we're very happy. Yeah.
Also, I mean, love Henry Liebenberg as well. It's just the lost pot. I mean, unfortunately, we have 1,000 flipping loose forwards. But I saw someone said, well, as we says, one dimension, and someone like commented, I can't remember who said it, was like, well, if it's one dimension, it's that good. That's
Yeah.
fine. If the one thing you raising is all he can do, well, if he's going to beat 13 oaks the 13 defenders, I'll take that any day of the week.
Absolutely. The one thing that I think probably makes everyone so happy, well, Springboks supporters specifically, is the Springboks are no longer a square peg, round hole kind of team. They really utilize every player to their best. We've seen the All Blacks do that for many years, where like one player will come on and another player will take on a different role and best to support them. And that's the best part about it. And you're right. Like, so what if he's one dimensional, works for the Springboks and they're bringing the best out of him, and he single-handedly won us the World Cup. I mean, without that carry, we ain't going nowhere. But
100%. Oh, look, quick predictions.
predictions.
I just think this is my take for Champions Cup. My one hot take. As tell my one hot take for Champions Cup, we will success inside the final.
Oh,
We will see us the inside in the final.
that is
That's my hot take.
glorious.
I don't know. I hope it's Thomas, but we will see as the African side in the final. One of the sides is going to win a playoff game, semi-final away from home.
Oh, yo, I can't beat that, and I'm gonna support you on that totally. I'm totally behind that. That's brilliant. Cooks, thank you very much, my man. That's gonna wrap up this Champions Cup and Challenge Cup preview, and we're definitely looking forward to bringing you a bit more. If you're watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to subscribe and pop some comments in there, and definitely reply on Cooks' hot take, because he's dropped an absolute scorcher there. But we'll definitely be catching up with you early on next week. We'll bring two episodes next week, and we'll go back to our regular podcasts and YouTube comments. So thanks very much. Ciao.